They were known as the Spitfires of the Seas, and today crowds are expected to line the shore at Portsmouth to celebrate the centenary of the Coastal Forces boats. Each of the boats in attendance has its own unique history, having all served in the Second World War. Our Hampshire and East and Isle of Wight reporter Dominic Blake is on board one of the historic vessels, HMS Medusa, at Gosport Marina this morning, and joins me now live on BBC Radio Solent. So, Dom, how's she looking?
Good morning, Julian. Well, coming on board is really like stepping back in time. You'll have to picture her. She's 72 feet long in her original 1940s grey paint with rather forbidding-looking 20mm guns fore and aft. And she's really just as she was in World War II when she played perhaps her starring role, a very important role in helping during the D-Day landings. And she's really a great example of the kind of Coastal Forces boats that we're celebrating today and the very important part that they played, particularly during World War I and World War II.
And I know alongside you is Alan Watson, the captain of HMS Medusa. Alan, good morning and welcome to the airwaves.
Oh, good morning.
Thanks for being there. So just explain what the significance of today is.
Well, today marks the anniversary of the formation of Coastal Forces. And if you think back to World War One, then naval thinking of that time was huge vessels, the great dreadnoughts slogging it out. But then almost from the sidelines came the idea of small vessels, small fast vessels, armed with torpedoes, and they could punch hugely above their weight. And so Coastal Forces was born.
And these ships were built very differently to how they are today. Just tell us a bit more about how it worked.
The ships themselves, they're all built of wood. They're all very lightly built. And that's why there's so few of them left now. They were really built for a matter of months' life. Some of them were extremely fast, 40 knots plus, crewed by young men, all volunteers, mainly in their teens, early 20s. And their whole ethos was to rush in, cause chaos, and get back out again.
And I'm told, despite the wood, carrying petrol and explosives, so quite scary, I can imagine.
Yeah, if you think of a cocktail on a 70-foot boat of 1,000 gallons of high-octane fuel, explosives, armaments, and people shooting at you, it's not surprising that huge losses.
Yeah, and just tell us a bit more about the history of Medusa.
Medusa was built 1943 in Poole. She's one of 480 of this class, and in fact the last one of this class that's in seagoing condition. And her starring role was not long after she was built. She was navigational leader for Omaha Beach, which meant that she went the day before the entire invasion fleet and acted as a beacon for the invasion fleet to home on her. So a pretty crucial role. If she'd got her role wrong, the entire invasion fleet for Omaha would have sailed into a minefield.
My goodness. And I'm sure doing days like this are about the veterans, and I know you've met some extraordinary people along the way, haven't you?
That's what really keeps us going. The whole ship's looked after and manned by volunteers, and it needs something to sort of keep us going, keep us enthused. But it's the veterans coming along and telling their story that really helps. And in a lot of cases, people will come on board here and speak for the first time. I had a story his family heard. He'd never spoken since last war, and he spoke to me for 45 minutes, stood up, shook me by the hand and said, "Thank you, young man, I can go home and die in peace." Oh. And that's a tremendous service that we can do.
That's very moving, isn't it? I mean, today's proceedings, just take me through this then, finally, Alan. We've got what's happening at 12:30?
At 12:30, then we've assembled a number of the remaining Coastal Forces vessels, and there are very few. We're going to meet together at the top end of Portsmouth Harbour, form a line, and come in line down Portsmouth Harbour. There'll be ourselves, Medusa, Motor Gunboat 81, an RAF rescue launch HSL 102, and two other ex-World War II RAF vessels, and HMS Smiter, sort of the present-day successor to Coastal Forces. She'll be with us. We'll form a line, come down the harbour, and we'll exit the harbour just after 12:30.
Well, a special day, and I know there's one boat which hasn't been able to make it the journey to Portsmouth for the centenary as planned. Richard Bassey is the captain of the motor torpedo boat, and he's with us as well. Hello, Richard.
Good morning.
What happened?
Well, nothing happened really, apart from the weather, not playing the games that we wanted to play.
Yeah, and, so it wasn't possible to get your boat there.
I won't say it wasn't possible, but she's 79 years old and never been restored, so we have to treat her very gently. And the conditions that we would have met over the week that it would have taken us to do from Lowestoft down here and then back again would have prevented us from completing the trip comfortably, I should say, yes.
Very sensible. What does today mean to you personally, Richard?
It means personally that I've spent 30 years looking after MTB 102, and I would really love to have had her here to get some of the glory that she deserves. But Coastal Forces was an organisation that I would find a lot of affinity for, because they tended to do things their own way, and I tend to be that type of person anyway. I think the rules and regulations of the Royal Navy wouldn't have suited me as a seafarer, but certainly the way that Coastal Forces operated would have gone down fairly well.
Right, and in the very brief moments I have, let's just say why your motor torpedo boat is so special.
She was the first of the modern generation of torpedo boats. She was built here in Portsmouth at the Camber by Vospers, and in her youth she was the fastest vessel in the British Navy. On occasions in 1939 and 40 she achieved speeds of 50 knots, which even by today's standards is very, very fast. So in pre-war days, they must have thought they were going to the moon, basically.
Extraordinary. Richard, thank you for sharing that with us this morning. I'm very grateful to you. Alan Watson, thank you too, and our reporter Dominic Blake, and all those events taking place from lunchtime onwards today. Thank you, everybody there, joining us live on board HMS Medusa.